Africarize. Third Africarize Congress. Expectations of Dr. Sarli Atanga, grain quality researcher, Africarize, Benin.
Actually, Cameroon is one of those countries in Central African Republic where rice production is common, and we eat a lot of rice in Cameroon, about 27 kilograms per person per year. Rice is produced in three major ecologies in the country. We have irrigated zones in the areas of Lagdo and in the far north. We have lowland production in Dob and also some areas around Garoua. And upland rice is mainly produced in Makinene area, Tonga. And now with the development of the new rice variety, so Africa and Eureka, we have this upland rice being produced in the southern part of the country, in the Bolova, in the east, in the central province. And Cameroonians are very, very enthusiastic about this new rice variety because at first, most Cameroonians thought rice could only be produced in waterlogged areas or in swampy areas. But nowadays, they come to find out that even on dry land, they could grow rice just like corn. So we are like pushing a lot of effort in that direction. Cameroon has a lot of potentials to become a major rice producing country. For the moment, Cameroon is producing the production is low. You know, we import a lot of rice. About 80% of rice that is consumed in Cameroon is imported. And our main objective is to reverse this trend and make sure that maybe in the next 10 years, Cameroon should be a rice exporter. Why not take the leading position as a breadbasket for Africa in terms of rice production? So the African Rice Congress, which is coming to Cameroon in October, is an opportunity for Cameroon to show up these potentials in terms of research, in terms of stakeholder organizations, and in terms of agribusinesses. How are they all interacting to make sure that if we boost production, or if production is boosted in one way or the other, we can actually meet the goals of increasing the revenue of the farmer and also increasing export. This will involve several things, as I said earlier, research. It will involve better collaboration between the various stakeholders, and it will involve government action, because the government has to come in, for example, regularize duties for certain things, for example, equipment. If we have, if we have to increase production, we must look at how to mechanize this sector. And mechanization will involve policies by the government to reduce or to make sure that what is being imported is not heavily taxed. Because if it's heavily taxed, then the farmer will not be able to buy it. At the end of research, we have to tailor our technologies to suit what the farmer wants. We are not just building technologies and flooding the farmer with it, but the farmer has to be the person who detects what type of technology is well adapted for him, and then we fabricate it with them. That is why the stakeholder platform in each of the hubs that Africa Rice has put in place is very important, so that we work in partnership with them to develop these technologies, to develop good practices, okay, and also to create a better links between production and marketing. Now, the African Rice Congress, which has a theme as food security in Africa and agribusiness development, is a perfect opportunity for Cameroon to demonstrate first its scientific capability in the area of rice science. So I will invite all Cameroonian researchers involved in rice sciences, be it from the agronomy through post-harvest and marketing, to come together. Let us look at you know, the best possible means of lifting Cameroon or reversing the trend in Cameroon from being a rice importer to a rice exporter.
For more information on the Congress, visit www.africarise.org/AORC2013.